At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Hope you're all having a phenomenal Tuesday. A great start for the early portion of your week. I'm joined by Derek Pearson. We are chatting all things WWE SummerSlam. We are giving our predictions because you can't be wrong in the world of pro wrestling. It's, well, I guess if I predict Rhea to win and Liv wins, technically I'm wrong, but it's the world of fantasy booking and you just can't be wrong. And I love it. And I want to put one final thought. And this is where I was going. And then I got sidetracked when I was talking about meeting the wrestlers. And sometimes that influences what I predict sometimes. When I met Liv, she was so nice. So I just want her to do well. I just want her to win. I got a question for you. 3 years from now, who is the bigger star in pro women's wrestling, Rhea Ripley or Tiffany Stratton, DP?
Rhea Ripley. Tiffany's, she's bright and shiny new thing, but we haven't seen her in friction. We haven't seen her in difficult moments. We haven't seen her in club shows. We haven't seen her in dark shows. We haven't seen her, like, we don't know what that thing is. We haven't done the social media deep dive. We haven't done that. Becky went through that. Before we knew Becky, she was the man. And then we found out more, and then some people fell off because you find out more. Same for Charlotte Flair. You find out who she's dating and you go, okay, you get involved in that. Then she starts talking about some of the personal stuff and it separates people. But Rhea has this endearing, I was literally telling Bach the story of meeting her. She has this endearing, real authentic self part of Rhea Ripley that will always allow people in. That you're always allowed to lean into Rhea. If she's being a heel, you lean in. If she's being a face, you lean in. Because Rhea, as a person, she's such a real gentle soul. She's not the angry, bitter star. She's really enjoying this. And I'm not sure everybody enjoys it in full as much as Rhea Ripley. So I think that, again, Rhea Ripley would be Rhea without the strap. Tiffany getting the strap will be a part of it, but I don't think she'll keep it. I think Rhea is the bigger star. I love Liv, but Rhea is just a different kind of, like, I mean, look, Liv has a pet pig. Okay, you win. You win. You have a pet pig who lives in your house. Like, okay, listen, I'm never going to hate on that as long as you're Liv Morgan. Like, okay. But Rhea is just everybody's pet. Rhea's everybody's version. Whatever version you need of Rhea to be, she's that for everybody.
We could all use a little bit more bacon in our lives. At least that's just my opinion.
Hey, man. You know, she has a pet pig that lives in her house. Listen, I'm cool with you. Like, you win. You win. Because at some point, I don't know anybody goes, if you could live in a place where you could have a pet pig, yeah, I'll live there and have a pet pig.
It's funny because, like I said, I root for Liv, and I think she's doing a great job right now. I think the particular storyline and Dom and Rhea being in it help her. Some people just have that it factor, and she just seems to be missing that. And nobody can ever quite describe what it is. I can't describe what it is. Some people just have it. I just don't think she has it. And I think you mentioned it earlier, like, once this is over with Rhea and Dom and her, she may go back to being on that level below where she's currently performing right now. And a lot of that is high tide raising all ships and Dom and Rhea. And she's doing a great job, Liv is, to be clear. I think right now it's the best job she's ever done in her career, but they're kind of raising her up. I don't know if she can stay up there on her own. I'll never forget years ago when it was Lesnar and Reigns in WrestleMania, and I think it was the year Rollins came out, the heist of the century, cashed in, all that. I think that was the one in San Francisco, WrestleMania. I could be wrong. I don't know that I've ever heard anyone else reference it since, but it was the it was the Raw after WrestleMania, or maybe two Raws after WrestleMania, because Heyman was with Lesnar at the time, okay, not Reigns. And Reigns wasn't Reigns yet. He was the guy being shoved down our throats at the point that nobody was too excited about. And I'll never forget, Heyman just casually said in one of his promos, because you could tell he was trying to hype Reigns up going into that WrestleMania match and the whole family and the lineage and all this stuff. And the whole time I'm like, he's trying to hype Reigns up to Lesnar's level. Mm-hmm. After that, and just casually in one of his promos, he goes, Reigns can sink or swim on his own. And then he proceeded to talk about whatever he was going to talk about. Like, I'm done propping this kid up. He's got to do it on his own. Obviously, he's done all right since. It's kind of like that with Liv. Like, you're riding this wave. You're doing a great job. But can you sink or swim on your own when this is all over one day? And I'm kind of curious about that. I'm going to go out on a limb. And you're right. We don't know a lot of this stuff about Tiffany Stratton. We don't know how she's going to react to controversy. And as people learn more about her, she's the very new, bright, shiny object and toy. I'm going to say Tiffany Stratton simply because she's got the look. She's got the athleticism. She's good in the ring. I think she, when I look at her, I kind of see a little bit of the total package, so to speak, in a certain degree. And yeah, we don't know how she's going to, like Becky Lynch was red hot. Okay. Charlotte Flair, like I said, the queen. But at a certain point, things come out. It's hard to stay consistent over time. Who knows what that'll look like in 3 years? I'm going to go with Tiffany Stratton. Just kind of a fun little random sidebar there. But let's get back to the matches, right? So I'm going to come back to Cody and Solo. Let's go to the WWE United States Championship match. Logan Paul, LA Knight. Who you got?
For the love of everything good, for the sanity and sake of humanity, would you please take the strap off of Logan Paul? I don't. Why would you build up LA Knight? Again, there was nobody who was more over than LA Knight. Why would you build that up only to degrade it for somebody from the outside circle? Now, if you tell me that you're just doing good business because Logan Paul goes across marketing and branding lines, okay, okay. But I would love even a short-term 3-month LA Knight run. Just for the consecutive streak of really good promos that would be cut.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't remember Logan Paul cutting a good promo. I don't remember a moment where he was talking and I was interested. Great performer in the ring, but what are you giving me on the microphone? That's not it. I need 3 months of LA Knight in arenas all over. He's going to be in Washington, D.C. next week. Give me that. Give me Logan. Give me L.A. Knight with a strap for 3 months. That's what I want from it. I don't think it happens. I think Logan Paul wins. But, man, I really want L.A. Knight to win.
So that was my question, because that's what you want. That's what I want. Now,
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's going to happen?
That was Logan Paul wins it because business.
Yeah.
Business.
Okay. So This is a heart overhead prediction.
Yep.
Because of everything you just said. Here's my hesitation. There's something preventing them from giving whether it's the World Heavyweight Championship strap up until now, any sort of strap to LA Knight. Some of it's part of his age. I think some of it is there's just something that he's not connecting with when it comes to people in the front office, whatever that may be or whatever they think they are not seeing. That's my big hesitation.
Yeah.
Logan Paul, like you said, he's trending half the time. He's going viral half the time. So that's why they give him the strap. And he does a great job in the ring. And he's highly entertaining, incredibly athletic. I'm going to go with LA Knight because I think it's time to take it off Logan. I think fans would go bonkers for even a three-month LA Knight run. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to admittedly pick this with my heart over my head as well. So I'm going LA Knight. All right, next up, WWE Intercontinental Championship match. Sami Zayn versus Braun Breaker. I am done with the Sami Zayn thing. Great in the Bloodline. Usi and all that stuff was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
And I'm ready. I've been a Braun Breaker fan for a long time, even when the NXT fans loved him, when they turned on him a year later. There's just something unique and different about him from an athletic, explosive standpoint. I want to see how he does more consistently on the mic. How does he stand the test of time? But for now, this is as much as I'm done with Sami Zayn as I want to see Braun Breaker win. So I'm going Braun Breaker.
Here's the thing. The it thing belongs to Braun Breaker. But listen, he's a Steiner. Of course he's got the it thing. He's a Steiner. But I don't want Braun Breaker. I want Steiner Jr. Like, that's what I want. Like, I'm pulling a Batista. Give me what I want. I want Steiner Jr. I want Steiner Jr. Listen, Sammy still fills gyms and still gets fans in an uproar. Like, in a full uproar. But if you're going to tell me that the Intercontinental Championship is going to be wrapped around the waist of Braun Breaker instead of Braun Strowman or Drew McIntyre or CM Punk or whoever it is. Ugh. Ugh. In full ick. Ick. I just don't want to see a Braun Breaker U.S. Championship run or Intercontinental Championship run. I don't want to see it. I'm going to stick with Sammy and say that Drew McIntyre or Solo or somebody comes to get it later. It cannot be Braun Breaker.
So depending on whose picks are right, there's a potential of Braun Breaker coming out of this with a championship and Tiffany Stratton, if your prediction is right, coming out of this with a championship.
Yep.
That's a lot of future and a lot of youth right there, potentially. And we're both probably going to be utterly wrong on a lot of these, but that's okay.
Correct.
That's why this is fun. Yep. All right. Next up, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre versus Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins, the referee. All right, man, you got to give me more than just a prediction on this. What are your thoughts on this? CM Punk has yet to even wrestle a match since he came back. I know he had the triceps injury because he's always hurt. But give me your thoughts as an overall whole on this, as well as a prediction. And what's going to happen next? Because obviously something's going to happen in the future with this whole feud and Seth Rollins as well.
Yeah, I'm just really confused by the whole thing. I don't understand it. This should be for the world championship in either faction. Don't care what night it is, right? Because it's way more interesting than Priest and Gunter in any way, shape, or form, because you literally could book the next year of pay-per-views between the three of CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, and Seth Rollins. And now you're going to tell me that you're going to put them in Never Never Land and have it be strapless? And it doesn't matter that they're going to beat each other up. All three of them just going to beat each other up because there's no strap at the end of it. And you can't project any of the three into the championship conversation because those two belts already have stories written for them. So what are you going to do with them? Who wins? If they win, what are you going to do? You're going to send one of them after Braun Breaker or Sami Zayn? You're going to send one of them. What are you going to do? Like, what? You're going to send him after Logan Paul? You're going to send Seth Rollins after Logan Paul? You're going to send CM Punk after Logan Paul? Maybe that would work. Maybe that deep down there's a mission. But what are you going to...
That could be interesting.
Right? Like, I'm trying to do the math and go, the winner of this has to have a championship strap target. And I'm just not sure where it would be. because Solo and Cody are going to have to battle. Unless you're going to tell me that Cody is going to take on the winner. Like, is it CM Punk? Is it, you know, Seth? In that space, so that Roman Reigns can go after the bloodline. But then you're telling me that, okay, Solo can't be the champion. Because then you take Cody out of all of this equation, you get four of your five biggest stars fighting without a strap.
I think there's an argument to be made that this rivalry, well, first of all, Punk hasn't had a match.
Right.
So for that reason alone, I don't think after all this time, he can come back and lose his first match. So right. For that reason alone, I'm going to predict Punk.
Yep.
Now, I fully expect Seth Rollins to get involved, some sort of shenanigans, which makes me think that McIntyre would win, but Punk's got to win this match. And I do think we see Punk and Rollins down the road. That feud was going to be too hot going into last year's WrestleMania before the triceps injury. I do think they made a spectacular turn with Punk and McIntyre and doing something with that while Rollins went off and defended the title, obviously, against McIntyre, but they incorporated Punk into that. I thought they did a good job. I think McIntyre and Punk has been much better than I thought it would be. I think McIntyre is doing some of the best work of his entire career. I remember when he first left WWE and he went to, I forget what it was called, TNA, if it was Impact at the time. I don't know. They've changed their name like 89,000 times. At that point, I thought that was his best work ever. I now feel like this is his best work ever. At some point, we're going to see Punk and Rollins. We just have to. McIntyre never wins the big match. I know he beat Lesnar in front of nobody, and I know he won at last year's WrestleMania and then lost 5 minutes later. So to me, he just never wins the big match outright. And so I've got Punk winning, and eventually it's going to lead to him and Rollins at some point. I don't want them to all of a sudden dump Drew McIntyre, because I think he's done a phenomenal job and surpassed what I thought he would do in this feud.
Yeah, I think McIntyre as a U.S. or Intercontinental champion with a long run, that should have been the Gunter run, truth be told. Mm-hmm. Like, that should have been, which is why what frustrates me, because at some point somebody made a decision. They looked at McIntyre side by side with Gunter and chose Gunter.
I don't know how you do that. How do you do that?
Yeah, like, I don't know. What are you even doing? Like, I don't know.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take one last break. When we come back, we're going to talk Cody Rhodes, Solo Sikoa, Roman Reigns, and what in the blue heck is going to happen after this match is over, because that's what I'm tuning in to see. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.